Kamash Malon, Kim Chikano, the klal is a flower, Chamish Saminim, is always called the Iker. Therefore, it's not bottled, the flower here. Therefore, there's an Isra of Bishalakim. Omer Rababa, Eruve Tavshila and Srichan Kazayas. Lechatchila, when you put down Erev Tavshila, you have to use over Lisa Kazayas. Like, really use over hard boiled egg, usually, that's Lisa Kazayas. Eboilahu, Tizayas Echel Lakulan, I do Maksayas Echolechad the Echel. Let's say you have a wife and a daughter, you have a few people in the house that want to cook on Friday for Yom Tov. So who are you making an Erev Tashilo for a few people to cook? So how many kazaisim do you need? A kazais for one for the whole house? Or every person in the house that wants to cook needs another kazais? Toshima, the Yom Rav Abba, Omer Rav, Eruv Tashilo and Srichan kazais, Ben Liyechad, Ben Lameya. Even if you have 100 people in the household, one kazais helps for everybody. You just have to make one Erev Tashilo for the whole household. Everybody can use one kazayis. Tanan, ochlu oisha ovdu. Let's say you made an Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, but then by Thursday already it got eaten up or it got lost. So when it comes Friday in the morning, you have no Erev Tashilin left over. Halach riz lo yavash lo lo betchila. You're not allowed to cook now on Friday for Shabbos. You're like a person who doesn't have the Erev Tashilin. What about shayim imenu kolshu? The Mishnah says, let's say no. Hey, this is the havamina. That you left over, only a little bit was left over. Like on Wednesday, you left the size of the kazayis. Now Friday morning was only a little bit left over. Still the Mishnah says, Sayyid Mecholov, Le Shabbos, you're allowed to use it for an Erev Tashilin, you could use it for Shabbos. So my kolshu, kashriz, you see, at the end, you could use even less than a kazayis. Like my kolshu, lav afogad lek a kazayis, doesn't it mean even though you don't have the size of the kazayis, to see it's kosher for an Erev less than a kazayis. So more says, Lord, yispe kazayis. It means you had a kazayis left over. So both at the beginning and the end, you always need a kazayis for an Erev Tavshilin. Toshima, Tavshul Zetzli. The Tavshul that you leave over an Erev Tavshilin could even be something roasted. You could use roasted meat. The Afilu Kovash, even if it's cooked. Afilu Kovash, even if it's soaked. Something that was soaked overnight. Sholuk, it was cooked a lot. Mavushol, cooked a little bit. Vokulya Sospanis, that small type of fish, you could also use for Erev Tashilin. Rashi Dag Maliach, who for Rach, it's very soft. And Echad Kamo Shachai, it's eaten raw. El Shenos Nolav Chamin, you pour hot water over it. Vizel Bushul, that's called it's cooked. Shenos Nolav Chamin, if you have this small, salty fish, and you pour the hot water over it, that makes the hot water, the fish is cooked up. You could use it for Erev Tashilin. Now, Me'erev Yomtiv Tchilosai V'Soifai. Ein Loishir. You make the Erev Tashilin on Erev Yomtiv. So the beginning of it and the end of it doesn't have to have a shear. So mash mechura, my lav, doesn't mean ein la shear klal, that no matter how small of this fish leave over on Wednesday for an Erev Tashilin is enough. So you see, you don't have to have the size of the kazayis. Any little bit is enough for an Erev Tashilin. Here it says, chilose v'sefer ein la shear. The beginning and the end of it doesn't have any shear. The end portion means that on Wednesday you had a shear of a kazayis. Just by Friday morning you got it eaten up, you only have a little bit left. But here it's mashm, even Wednesday, even Tchilosa is enough a little bit. So Mar says, Lloyd, that's not what it means. Ein la shir l'mala means there's no shir to how much you could make. As much as you want, you can make an Erev Tashilin. Avo yesh la shir l'mater. There is a minimum amount that you have to have for the Erev. And how much is that? A kazayis. Omarav. Eruve tavshilin srichin das. When you make the Erev Tashilin, you have to have in mind. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have das now that you make an Erev Tashilin. Rashi Tzvichim Das, Sheyedu, you have to know, Shleshem Kach Nasu. Now the Gemara says, Das Maniach Binen. I wrote the Shil Tzvichim Das. The Gemara says, Now Pshita, Das Maniach Binen. The person that's putting down the Erev, for sure, he has to know what he's doing. The person that's making the Erev Tashilin, he has to know he's making the Erev Tashilin right now. Of a Das Mi Shenicholoi Binen Aloi Binen. Let's say I want to make an Erev Tashilin for you. If I'm making it for you, do you have to know that I'm making it for you? Or is it enough that I can make it for you even though you don't know about it? Hezmi shenichuloi, for the person that it was made for, does he also have to have in das and know about it? Or maybe he doesn't have to know about it? That's the shayla. Toshima, come and bring your raya. The avu adi shmul, avu shmul's father. Mi arev, he made an erev tashilin on Wednesday, erev yomtiv. He used to make an erev tashilin. Akulu nadoi. For all the people living in nadoi, he used to make an erev. Rabbi Amir, Rabasi, Mavia, Kul Tiberia. Used to make an Erev Tashilin for everybody in the city. So you see, the Rav is allowed to make an Erev Tashilin for everybody in the city, even though the people in the city don't know the Rav is making it for them. So you see, you only have to have das for the person that's making it. and I can make it for somebody else, even though he doesn't have a mind, I can make it for him. Of course, it's a schus for him. The zochel yod mishle b'fon. Machuz of Yaakov Baridi. Mishle anich erev tashulin. Somebody did not leave over an erev tashulin, you know, Yovav Yismach al Shili. He should come and rely on my erev tashulin. The yad kama, how far away could a person be and still rely on my erev tashulin? It has to be possible for the person to come and eat by you. So he has to be within a Tchum Shabbos. If the person is further away than a Tchum Shabbos, he can't walk to you on Yom Tiv, so your Erev won't help for him. Hahu Somas is a blind person. He was saying all the brises in front of Mashmuel. Chaz Yodev Yotzev. So Mashmuel saw that he was seer today. Omalaya Mayasivas, how come you're seer today? Or Malayd Lo Yasi, where Erev Tashil, today was Friday, Erev Yom Tiv, and he said he forgot to make an Erev Tashil yesterday. So he feels bad, he can't cook today for Shabbos. Omalay told him, Smaycha Diday, you have a right to rely on me. I made an Erev Tashil for everybody, you can rely on my Erev Tashil. Lashona, the next year, the same thing happened, Chazid Erev Yotzi, so again he felt bad. Omalay, am I Yasi, but how come you feel looking sad? Omalay, yes again, Lo Yasi, where Erev Tashil, again, I forgot to make an Erev Tashil. Omalay, he told back to my Bazoi, Poshayat. You're a pashaya, like you don't do it on purpose. If so, the kuli yal mashur the dochasim. Everybody is good, could rely on Erev Tashilin. In other words, when the rogue makes the Erev Tashilin, he only has in mind people that forgot about making the Erev Tashilin. But somebody that b'mezid doesn't do it, nothing doing. And so rabbanin yom teshechal dias beres shabbos ein marvin le'aruv techumim v'le'aruv chateres. And you can't make an Erev Chateres Erev Techumim on a yom tiv that's beres shabbos on Friday. Rebbe Yoimim Arvin Eruv Chateres. Eruv Chateres you are allowed to make. Avalei Eruv Techum, not Eruv Techumim. If they shah to Oisrei Bedover Oisaloi, I could ask for something that's also for you to do. In other words, Techumim, you can't walk out of the Techum on Yom Tiv. So you can't make an Erev Techumim. Avaviyah to Oisrei Bedover Shemutaloi. But to carry on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to carry. So therefore, there's no Yisrei Eruv Chateres on Yom Tiv. Therefore, on Yom Tiv, I couldn't make an Erev Chateres for Shabbos. Itma Rav Amalocha Katana Kama. Which Malocha Kama Karebi. So my plate is how we passed if he couldn't make the Erev Chateres or not. The Svar to say it's Tosser, even though today on Yom Tov you're allowed to do it, but since the Maisi you're doing something to the Mata for Shabbos, it's called an Asiya, it's Daima to a Malocha like a Tikkun Mona, it's also to do on Yom Tov. Alright, thank you. You know, it's a Tez Zayin in my base, we're holding. Again, we'll send the last Gemara again before the 2 days, because Hem Shechiyam. Tana Rabbanan. Yom Tev Shechal Liyas Beres Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes out on Eres Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin Lo Yerubei Tchumim V'Lo Yerubei Chatzeres. Hey, Friday is Yom Tev. So on Yom Tev, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumim. That's Pshita, because on Yom Tev itself, you're also not allowed to walk chutz from the Tchum. So it's called to be mistaken today, something on Yom Tev, you're not allowed to do that. But the Chiddush is V'Lo Yerubei Chatzeres. You're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres either on Yom Tov. Even though on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry from one Chatzor to another Chatzor, so you don't need an Erev. So I would think maybe you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it's not cool you're doing anything today, because today you're allowed to carry anyway. Kamash Malon, no. The Tanakhama says this also, because since you're doing something now, to be Misakin tomorrow, that in order on Shabbos you should be able to carry from one Chatzor to another Chatzor, it's called a Maisin Tikkin, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi says no. Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeres. You are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres. When Friday comes out on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. Avolay Eruv Tchumim. But today on Friday Yom Tov, you can't make an Erev Tchumim even for tomorrow. What's the difference? Mevnei Sha'ata Oisrei Bedavru Asaloi. Something that's also to do today, L'moshek Eruv Tchumim. You're not allowed to walk today on Yom Tov outside the Tchum. So to make an Erev Tchumim today means something. So even though true you want to make a tray for tomorrow, that's also. Because you're doing something that's called fixing. It's always doima to binya, like you're building something. It's like tikkun mona. You're doing something now that really is also today to carry chutz l'tchum. So you want to do something today to make it mutter for tomorrow, that's also. It looks like you're doing something of tikkun, of fixing something. Ma'ashenkein v'yato oisroi p'dovra mutoloi. But something you're allowed to do today that's mutter on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to carry. You can carry today from one chutzah to another chutzah. So since today you are allowed to carry, you can't ask me to make an Erev Chatzeres today for tomorrow. Even though for tomorrow on Shabbos you're really going to help. Because without it you can't carry. With it you could carry. But it doesn't look like you're being massacred, like you're fixing up something. Since anyway, today you're allowed to carry anyway. So that's Rabbi Svara. Rabbi holds you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what's the loch? Itma Rabba Malocha Katana Kama. That we hold both a roster. And that's the loch. Ushmula Malocha Karebi knows that it's smutter to make the Rubi Chatzeres. you could make on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. Iboilu, we have a question now. Halacha to Rebbe Lekula, do we paskin like Rebbe Taka Lekula, the way he just said, that you are allowed to make an Aruba Chatzeris on Friday for Shabbos? Oy Lechumra, or else maybe Halacha to Rebbe and Rebbe goes to Chumra. So tomorrow, Kurb Shita to Lekula Kama. What's your question? For sure, Rebbe just got finished saying Lekula, Rebbe is a Mekel. The Rebbe just said he's the one that said you are allowed to make the Aruba Chatzeris from Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what's your question? So Gemara says, the question was, Mishrom de Sholach Rebbe Loza LeGoyla. Rebbe Loza sent into Goyla that, like Ishaatim Shainim Abovil, not like you learn in Bovil, that Rebbe Matir Echomim Oisrim. Now, the Bryce we had before, like to learn in Bovil, was that Rebbe said it's Mutter. You're allowed to make today on Friday, you can make the Erev Chatzeris today on Friday Yom Tov for tomorrow for Shabbos. And Echomim Oisrim, Echomim say nothing doing. Since Lamais, you're doing something today on Yom Tov to fix up something for tomorrow, that's awesome. Now let him make a ma'isa tikkun for tomorrow. That's the way we learned in Bavel. So Rabbi Lezer said that's not the right shot. Elo, you should learn like this, that Rebbe Oyser, Rebbe is the one that said it's also to do it. Therefore, they had the shayla, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rebbe or not? Because at this side, Rebbe is the one that said it's also. So Toshima, come in here, bring your raya. Toshima, derav tachlipo baravdimi. Ovar uvde kavoste de Shmuel. He did halacha like Shmuel, the way Shmuel paskin. Now before Shmuel paskin, what halacha to Rebbe? That's the way Shmuel said. So the question we have a suffix now, what did Rebbe really say? We learned until now that Rebbe was Mekel. Rebbe Lezer had a suffix to say maybe Rebbe was the Machmir. So we're going to bring a proof now. It says that Shmuel, Rav Tachlifa Baravdimi did a maisa, and he acted according to halacha like Shmuel. Now, and Shchur Shmuel passed before like Rebbe, so we'll see what that means. The way we learned it, it means that Rebbe holds you are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris on Friday for Shabbos. The Friday is Yom Tov. So it comes out, Rav Tachlifa did like that. Rav Tachlifa told somebody he's allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris today, Friday, Yom Tov, for tomorrow Shabbos. Now, V'yomer Rav said, T'chila Saruah D'hai Tzum Rabon Nekakula. Like the first psak this Rav Tachlifa did, where he made a mistake. So come that he said, the psak that you said, that you hold like Rebbe, so the churit means that you're allowed to make the Erev, is a mistake, you did something wrong. So Marasa proves like this. Iyam with Bishleim, it's very good the way we said at the beginning, Lekula Kama, that Rebbe, like we had our first price, Rebbe says it's Mutter. Rebbe is the one that says you are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres Friday for Shabbos. And now, Bar Tachlifa, Paskin like Shmuel, that Paskin's like Rebbe, so comes out very good, he told the person, you are allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres on Friday for Shabbos. Said, and now, Rav holds not like that, so it's very good. Rav says, Hainu Kikula. That's why he made a kilku, did something wrong. Because since the advice says, Rav holds not like Shmuel. Because Rav, like Rav said before, Rav paskins like the Chomim. Says, very good. Rav himself holds like the Chomim, saying, you're not allowed to make the Erev Chatzeris on Friday for Shabbos. So Rav said, Bar Tachlipa, the paskin like Shmuel, his first sack was a kilku, he made a mistake. Because they paskin like Shmuel, you are allowed to. But I hold you're not allowed to. It's like this, everything comes out very good. But Rav says you made a mistake. Like you paskin like Shmuel, that's mutter. No, the lochri is like me, like the chomim, that's osi. Now let him make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos. Elo, but if you're going to tell me now, like Rebbe Lezer learned, that he changed it around. Eli Yamr, Lechula, Lechumr, if you want to tell me Rebbe was the one that said it's osi. That's what Rebbe Lezer wanted to learn. Rebbe Lezer wanted to say that Rebbe holds you're not allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres from Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. So it comes out now that Rav Tachlipa did a maisa like Shmuel, the pasuk like Rebbe. So according to that pshat, what did Rebbe say? Not allowed to. So Rav Tachlipa, good, he was machmir. Somebody came to ask him a shayla. Today is Friday Yom Tov. Can I make an Erev Chatzeres today for tomorrow? So Rav Tachlipa answered him back, Aloch is like Rebbe, the way Rebbe Lezer learns pshat, that it's osur. So he told him it's osur. So for the Gemara, my kukulika, how could there be a kilkul? You told someone to be a machmir, you didn't make any mistake. It's not so kilkul means like something happened wrong because of you. You made a kilkul here, you ruined something. You didn't ruin anything. By telling someone to be machmir a little bit, you're not ruining. So why is it called a kilkul? And the Gemara, yes. Ika, my kukulika, is markivun, the mekalkul, bo rabim, haina kukula.